If you saw the movie Nomadland, you might have an idea about Amazon Camperforce, for better or for worse. Well, is that really what war camping is like? What other war camping opportunities are out there? Can you really make money? In this episode, I'm interviewing Cherie Collier, a full-time RVer who's worked at Amazon Camperforce not once, but three times, and has surprising advice about the program. She's also worked many other war camping jobs and is a war camping expert. Are you ready to find out more about war camping? Let's go!
Welcome to the Wayward Home Podcast, all about van life, boat life, and nomadic living. We'll bring you tips, interviews, and stories from the road and on the water. Now, here's your host, Kristen Haynes.
Hey there, I'm Kristen Haynes, founder of thewaywardhome.com, which helps people achieve a new American dream, whether that's in a camper van, RV, sailboat, or tiny home. Hold on, let's take a minute out here. I just wanted to warn you that I did record this podcast while sitting in my Chevy Astro van along Highway 101 in Southern California, right outside the famous Rincon Surf Break while Tom surfed. So you might be hearing a lot of traffic noise behind me, and that's exactly what's going on. I don't have a recording studio. I just sit in my van and I put together this podcast wherever I am. So that's why you're hearing that little fuzz of freeway noise. All right, let's get back to it. I've lived in a van and on a sailboat since 2016 and even started out in a Prius. I hope to help you achieve your nomadic living dreams. So war camping is a popular way that RVers and van lifers make money while traveling the U.S. You can really do a wide variety of jobs while war camping, anything from being a campground host, to running a gift shop, to managing campground activities, to being a general manager. And yes, there is Amazon Camperforce, which, to be honest, looked a little glum in that movie Nomadland. Today we're talking to full-time RVer Cherie Collier, who's been war camping with her husband since 2013. They wanted to take their kids on a never-ending road trip in an RV, and finding war camping jobs was their ticket to travel. Cherie also runs the website livecampwork.com, where she talks all about making money while traveling in an RV or camper van. Cherie has worked as a park ranger, activities director, and general manager while war camping. She's also worked at Amazon Camperforce. Cherie, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I am super excited to be here.
Cherie, her husband, and four kids were living a normal life in a house when they discovered they felt bored with the traditional lifestyle.
What happened was we just kind of woke up one day and we were like, oh man, what are we doing? Like, is this all that life has to offer? Like, you get up, you go to work, you come home, you plan for a vacation, you really don't have enough cash, and then you do it all over again. Like, it was just boring, and we felt like we were just checking boxes off of someone else's to-do list. So we got married, we had kids, we bought a house, we bought a bigger house, we had, you know, cars, and it was just, wasn't really something that we were excited to do. We were just doing like these steps that had already been outlined for us.
At first, they picked up everything and moved to the beach. But after some serious flooding and storms, decided life on the water wasn't for them. The next step was moving into an RV.
We were on a super tight budget. We didn't have remote jobs. We didn't have good jobs at that point. We were working like a small business. And we knew we wanted to travel in an RV, but we just had it in our mind like, okay, we'll just pick up like little tiny jobs wherever we go. Like, even if you have to go like work at like McDonald's or a grocery store or wherever, we can find a job wherever we end up. Like, if we want to go to Memphis, we'll just go pick up a job in Memphis for however long we want to stay there. And that's what we were going to do. Well, then we started kind of like Googling it, and this program for Camperforce came up.
If you're not familiar with Camperforce, it's an Amazon program that recruits RVers and van lifers for jobs at fulfillment centers. People pick, pack, and ship orders while staying at a nearby campground.
It was horrible. It was horrible. And I say that with like such a smile on my face because it's such an honest answer. I was miserable the first day. I could not pick my feet up walking out of that warehouse. I didn't even know it was a warehouse, honestly. When I first got there, I was like, oh God, what did we sign on for?
Cherie says her bad time at first was her fault. She hadn't asked any questions or truly researched what working at Amazon Camperforce meant.
That's why I say it was miserable. And we left and we swore up and down, we're canceling our Prime membership. We're never coming back. This is awful. I can't believe they make people work like that. We were like irate. But everyone around us was happy. And we were like, why are these people smiling? And okay, here's the kicker. I was like 26. The people around us were like 66 and they were smiling. And here I am, 26, and I can't pick up my feet. I'm miserable. I've got all these ideas. No one wants to hear them. They just want you to pick the product. Like, it was just bad. So once I realized that I was actually the problem and my like ignorance as to what I had just agreed to do and how physically demanding that was going to be, once that all set in, we took a year off. So we did go back the next year, but then we actually went back and tried it again and we had a great time. And now I recommend Amazon to everyone because it's such an amazing experience.
But why is this an amazing experience? Why should people do it?
So you could be a new RVer, jump in your RV. Of course, you're going to want to mentally and physically prepare first. I do recommend that. But you're going to get to Amazon and you could literally build a whole community around yourself of RVers, like-minded RVers who are there to do the same thing. They understand you. They know what you're there for. They know why you're there. They're going to recommend new places for you to go. You know, where are you going next? Where are you spending the winter? Where are you going to be in the summer? Oh, are you going to this national park? I mean, you will develop your whole community right there at that one job. And I just think that's huge because when you're RVing, you want that sense of community. You want to detach from the normal community that you just left, but you want to build one inside the RV community because those people understand what you're doing, where you're going, and how you're getting there. So that's the first thing. And then second, they pay for every hour. They do. Back then, they paid for your RV site 100%. Now, I think they give you like a certain stipend, like $500, $600, something like that. And I think it's per person for your RV site. So that's good in work camping to be paid for your RV site and to be paid hourly. And then Amazon also has mandatory and voluntary overtime. And it doesn't sound like a positive thing. But if your goal is to just go to Amazon, really focus, build your community, go to work every day that you're scheduled, work some overtime, and really stack that cash, you don't have to work for the rest of the year. You could go take the winter off. Maybe you take off, you know, the next 6 months and you travel. And then maybe you'll go to Yellowstone and work there for the summer. And, you know, that's it.
The Sugar Beet Harvest is another one of those big gathering places for RVers. It's tough work with long shifts harvesting beets and takes place in northern states like North Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana.
Their motto is it's an unbeatable experience. And they say that because they give you the opportunity to make like a minimum, I think, of like $2,500 in 2 weeks. So for RVers, that's great that they can go somewhere for like two, possibly 3 weeks, make $2,500, and then continue on their travels. Yeah, it's not really enjoyable while you're there. You'll meet some really cool people, so that's a plus. But then you stack your cash and you go on about your business.
There are also other seasonal type jobs out there.
Christmas tree lots, pumpkin patches, fireworks stands. So those are all three lot manager jobs. What you're doing right there is you are the manager of the lot and you can recruit and, you know, have people come help you or hire people to help you. And you're selling whatever it is, the fireworks, the pumpkins, or the Christmas trees, and you're going to make a portion of the proceeds. So that one's really lucrative as well. So they set those up in pretty much all 50 states, as far as I'm concerned. You can find a lot manager job in all 50 states. You just really have to look for them and really put in those keywords, you know, Christmas tree lot jobs, things like that. And you can find those opportunities.
Theme parks are also a great place to get a job as an RVer.
Places like Dollywood, Adventureland, Darien Lake, Six Flags, and then the island at Pigeon Forge. Those are all great theme parks that hire RVers, and they actually have work camping programs that are set up specifically for RVers. They know you're an RVer. They know you need a place to stay. They're going to have resources, and some of them are even going to have on-site camping or private campgrounds that their RV workers stay in. So those are tried and true programs where you can actually just go on their website and apply for those jobs.
Another interesting work camping job is working for the companies that create campground maps. Your job is to stay at a campground for a couple of weeks and canvas the community to see if businesses want to advertise on the back of those camping maps.
This is a good deal for the campground, and it's also a good deal for the local businesses. The campground is going to most likely get their map for free because it's going to be paid for by all the local ads that you just found. And then you get a commission off of the ad sales. Plus, you also got your campsite for free for 2 weeks.
So how do people go about finding war camping jobs?
I think you should start with the RVer Job Exchange, which is by Escapees RV Club. That is 100% free for candidates to not only go on there and look for jobs, but actually create their profile, build a resume. It's really cool because it's got resume templates. So you can change your resume up depending on which job you're applying for and send it over to an employer. You can download it. You can set up your whole profile, put all your skills in there. You can reach out to jobs and employers and apply for them directly through the RV or Job Exchange. So that's my top number one suggestion. Number two would probably be workcampingjobs.com. Again, another free resource where you'll be able to find really great job posts and you can apply for them. Sometimes they'll send you to their website, sometimes an online application. Sometimes they just include the HR manager's email address and you just need to shoot them an email, attach your resume, and you're off and running. And then I guess my last one would be workforrvers.com. And this is another great website. They also have free jobs that are listed.
And how much money can people expect to make while war camping?
I think you will make anywhere from $0 to maybe average, you're going to make about $12 to $15 per hour if you are out there specifically looking for jobs that pay. A lot of people want to go work camping and they don't want a job that pays. They want to do specific like camp hosting. Some people just want to work at like a state park and have the camp hosting experience, which is usually 100% unpaid, and then you're getting to stay there for free.
How can people avoid scams when looking for war camping jobs?
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So I think when you're looking for war camping jobs, you need to read and review the information in its entirety. You need to really look at what it is that they're offering. You need to go to their website. You need to Google that company, find some reviews. I mean, any and all information you can obtain about a potential job before you accept, apply, or God forbid, drive over. I think that's what we all need to be doing. And that's going to really set yourself up for success. First of all, you're going to know what you're getting into. You're going to know it's legit and you're going to know what to expect. And I always tell people when you're reading reviews, don't just get reviews from people who have worked there. Go to TripAdvisor, read their public reviews, because if a guest cannot stand the employer that you're, you know, looking to work for, you're probably not going to like them either. And I'm not saying that, you know, one bad review from just a one-off situation is what you should be, you know, basing your decision on. I'm saying if all their reviews are bad, if the majority of their reviews are bad, if they've got a one-star rating, that's what we need to be aware of.
Cherie said when she first started out with war camping and Amazon Camper Force, they were the oddballs out.
And when we got to Amazon, we quickly realized, oh, wow. Number one, we are very young compared to, like, these people were, a lot of them were older than my mother. A lot of them were older than my grandmother. So we were very young. We had kids. There was like three people there who had kids and it was like unheard of. And then lastly, we're African American. We were like the only one. And I was like, oh my gosh.
But she says over the years, things have really changed.
I don't know if there are more retirees or there are more young families. I don't know which one it is. Like, on a given day, I could say, you know, either choice and feel real confident in it. There are tons of people on the road. And while they may not directly identify as a work camper, if they're camp hosting, if they are working at Adventureland, if they are working in one of the general stores at Yellowstone, those are pretty much all work camping jobs. They may just not use the word, but they are definitely younger RVers out here.
Cherie has done many different types of work camping jobs, but her favorite is working at campgrounds.
We really concentrated on working at like parks that had a lot of stuff for kids. So that was like our main goal. And then most of our travel would be taking day trips from that location. So we would use that as like the center. So we would concentrate on places that had jumpy pads and slip and slides and, you know, crazy pool setups and a full activity schedule. We wanted our kids to have this great, amazing time while they were in the campground, and then also get really cool adventures during our day trips when we were going places from there, as well as during our travel to and from these jobs. So that's kind of how we were focused on these.
Want to learn more about work camping? Sharia's written an entire book on work camping jobs and how to get them.
It dives into the basics. Then I go into specific employers. So I walk you through specific programs by specific employers. I walk you through Camper Force. I walk you through the Sugar Beet. I walk you through Adventureland. I walk you through working at Yellowstone. I mean, AGS. There's just a bunch of them. KOA. I walk you through all these programs and give you their contact information so that when you're ready, whenever that is, you can follow up, you can go grab a job and start work camping. The last piece of the book is all resources. So there is a sample job agreement, which I recommend everyone have before driving away or really agreeing to a position. There is a list of over 1,000 employers that hire RVers, and I give you one piece of contact information. So it's either going to be their website where you can go and find jobs, or it's going to be the direct email for to where you can email them and say, you know, hi, you know, I am a work camper, or I'm starting to work camp, and I'm wondering if you have any jobs available. So either or, I couldn't find all emails for all the employers, but I did a lot of the work for you right there, and that's over 1,000 of them.
She also just published the Working RVers Logbook.
So this is like the golden ticket. This is how you link all the information that you're pulling from, you know, the Live Campport community, that you're pulling from Google, maybe you're pulling it from the RVer Job Exchange, wherever you're finding your information, this is where you put it. It has everything you need to keep yourself organized during the interviewing, job hunting, and actually working at the employer.
You can find both Cherie's books in the show notes, along with other resources mentioned in this podcast. Cherie has one more piece of advice she'd like you to walk away with.
Start small and go now. Don't wait for everything to be perfect. Get a plan in place. Pick out, you know, your first year of work camping jobs. And sometimes I recommend for people to, you know, maybe your first work camping job could be a national park that's close to you. I like to recommend Delaware North, working for Delaware North at Yellowstone, because I think that's just an incredible opportunity. Who doesn't want to work at Yellowstone? So I like to recommend people pick out a national park. I like to recommend Yellowstone. Then maybe try either the Sugar Beet Harvest or Camper Force and see what you think after that. Because right there, you've had your whole year. That's a whole year of work camping in those three positions right there. And it just makes it a little bit easier for people to just see it kind of planned out, plotted out. You don't have to have the biggest RV. You don't have to have, you know, the next 3 years planned out. Just try it out. Because like I told my husband and he told me back, if this doesn't work, we'll just go back to doing what we were doing before. It's not that big of a deal. Like, let's try something and not be afraid to fail.
Great advice, Cherie. Thanks so much for joining us today and telling us everything you know about work camping.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, Kristen. This was a great conversation. I hope it really inspires a lot of people to get out there and try work camping.
Be sure to check the show notes for links to Cherie's two books. One is called Live Camp Work, The Beginner's Guide to Work Camping. And she also has the Go Full-Time Guided Planner and Workbook. Remember to check out Cherie's website, livecampwork.com. On next week's episode, we're going to talk about DIY van conversion and a few things to make them a little bit easier. If you like this podcast, it really helps me out if you give me a star rating or leave a review in Apple Podcasts. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. Thanks so much for listening to the Wayward Home Podcast.